Well, good morning. It's good to be with you. I was bumped from the lineup a couple of weeks ago for good reasons, so I'm a little off schedule. So I had to wait a little longer to be with you than normal. So it's good to be back in your presence. And I think that's happened because it was coincidence. And we'll speak just a little bit about that in just a bit. This reading group that we had this week gave me quite a bit to ponder, and the Lord gave me quite a revelation later in the week. And as I pondered this gospel, one phrase leapt off the pages immediately once I read it. As I have loved you. So it brought a question to the forefront of my mind, and it's been right there, kind of like looking at the rearview mirror for those of us who drive. It's always in front of you, making sure you know what's behind you and what's going on or what has gone on. And the question that came to my mind and has been in my forethought and in my rearview, what would your world be like if everyone loved like you? If everyone loved another as you love? And today's gospel, it takes me back to Holy Thursday. During the Passover meal, Judas left early. He was the first one to leave Mass early. And he left delusioned out of selfishness and short-sightedness, delusioned out of what he thought God's plans were. And unfortunately, it led to a dreadful end for him. It led to his deep despair and ultimate loneliness. But the 11, they remained. They remained in the upper room with Jesus. And what a marvelous blessing he gave them. He taught and consoled them during those last hours together. Remember, he said, I'm only going to be with you a little while longer. I don't think they realized how short that little while was. So the image of Jesus with his closest friends gathered around him on the eve of his death brought fresh to mind the passing of two beautiful people from my life, my dearest aunt and my mother-in-law. They left this world just a little over 2 years ago. Aunt Babe passed away in November, and Karen followed a little while longer the following February. And these two women were marvelous women, strong anchors, true matriarchs of their families. Fortunately, each was blessed to be in hospice care during their final days. And each was blessed to have their loved ones gathered around them during their final hours. And I was blessed to be included in each of those circles. And I'm here to tell you, you need not be a family member to feel the immense love that radiated from each one of those circles until the lights of Aunt Babe and Karen left this realm and went home. And I have a strong sense that that kind of love radiated from the upper room on that Holy Thursday as Jesus taught and consoled. Jesus, the light of the world, the light of creation, he shined brightly upon his friends as he gave them a new commandment to love one another. And not just love one another, but to love as he loved them. As he loved. What would your world be like if everyone loved one another as you love? So do you remember the definition of coincidence? And it was coincidence that Father brought this up at a dinner on Thursday night. Do you remember the definition of coincidence? There is no such thing, actually. Coincidence is God working anonymously. And coincidentally, my wife Judy and our 8-year-old granddaughter had a very sincere conversation in our kitchen on that Thursday evening while I was away. They had the conversation as they prepared supper, and it proved to be a Holy Thursday indeed. And the conversation went something like this. Nana, Are you going to die before I do? Oh, yes, Noel, I certainly hope so. That's the way life's supposed to work. Nanas are supposed to go home before their granddaughters. And I'd be very, very sad if you went home before I did. It's okay that Nana dies before you do. Well, Nana, I'll be very sad when you go. I will miss you very much. I know, sweetheart, but I won't be gone. I will remain with you. I'll be in your heart and in your memories. And that's why you need to learn from Nana how to be an awesome Nana for your grandchildren. Just like my mother, your granny, taught me to be a good Nana for you. So do you understand? I love you, Nana. Noel, I love you. So, what would your world be like if everyone loved one another as you love? Jesus consoled his loved ones by telling them, "As I have loved you, you should also love one another." And I hope and pray that you know Jesus loves you. I hope and pray that you continue to know Jesus better and to love as Jesus loves. And there's someone much wiser than me that says it so much better than I am. Mother Teresa. Let me share her words from her reflection on this very gospel. Love one another. That's all Jesus came to teach us. Intense love does not measure, it just gives. To be an apostle of Jesus, one must be burning with love, intense love for your neighbor. These words of Jesus, love one another even as I have loved you, should not only be a light to us, but should be a flame consuming the selfishness which prevents us from growing in holiness. Loving must be as normal to us as living and breathing day after day until our death. So how do you love? I think back 2,000 years ago to that Holy Thursday evening in the upper room. I think back to Karen and Aunt Babe as we surrounded them with love as they passed to the one who loved them and us into existence. I ponder Nana's and Noel's love, the love chat they had on their Holy Thursday evening. And I know the hearts of each and every person connected in those moments were burning with intense love. And I know Nana's heart was burning with intense love. And I hope you know that kind of love. And if you don't, I hope you come to know it soon. And I pray you do. That kind of love is loving as Jesus loved, with a burning love that consumes our selfishness and shines and focuses on the person that's in our gaze at that moment. If you don't know that love, there's no better time than right now to ask Jesus to show you. He's here. He promises that, and it's true, and I know it's true. And there are several people in this room that know it's true. Jesus is here. We are sitting in his very presence. Jesus, as we heard from the book of Revelation, the one who sits on the throne of heaven, he's calling you to know him. He's calling you. It said it in the book. Behold, I make all things new. And he's ready to love you anew. Do you love as Jesus loves? And I pray you do. I pray I do. What would your world be like if everyone loved one another as you love? God, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Holy Spirit, come fill our hearts with the love of Jesus. And the church says,